I'm delighted to welcome you all here this afternoon for what I hope will be a significant and a searching and an energizing event. At first blush, talking about education seems to be a motherhood and apple pie issue. Everybody surely is in favor of everybody being educated and securing education for the world's poorest children. But the truth is, of course, increasingly in our world, this is not just a bland issue. It's an issue which takes us to the heart of some of the most disturbing and shocking elements in international life. Because in recent years, perhaps more than ever, we've seen the disruption of education and children's welfare, not only as one of the side effects of conflict across the world, but quite often as a deliberate tool of control and a deliberate tool of terror. And that is why this afternoon's focus is not simply on education, which we all know is a good thing. It is on the specificities of conflict and the abuse, and I use the word quite deliberately, the abuse of children and young people, which arises within that context. So if you look at what we're considering this afternoon, we are looking very hard at the actual pattern of attacks on education, at the kind of provision we need for proper monitoring, control, and we hope and pray, extirpation of these practices, and very specifically, at what some grassroots and particularly faith communities across the world can do towards that end. We'll be hearing some case studies from some of the worst affected areas, and we will be asking questions about the quality of education that can be and should be delivered globally, but especially in developing and vulnerable economies. There are few people in public life who've given quite such energy in recent years to the cause of the poorest in our world at the level of international leadership as the Right Honourable Gordon Brown. And it's a great personal pleasure to welcome you, Gordon, once again to Lambeth Palace, where you have more than once galvanized and electrified us by what you've had to say about the global situation. We are all delighted that you are taking on the role of a special envoy for education in the context of the UN. We know your passion and your commitment in this area. We look forward very much to hearing your perspective on the urgent matters that are before us this afternoon, and I'm absolutely sure that you will not be bland in any way on this subject. So without more ado, let me welcome you very specially, very warmly here, and invite you to address us.